The Food Network's Tyler Florence will be here. The Great Food Truck Race starting up Sunday night at 8 on the Food Network. He'll address that, although I'm told very briefly, right, Raul? He's also a man on the run and doesn't have much that we'll get a nibble. We'll get a nibble, a little nosh with Tyler Florence. Tyler Florence, Tyler Florence, gourmet vu, how are you?
I'm good, man. Good morning. How are you?
Ah, you know, waiting for another big showdown hosted by Tyler Florence himself. And this is a dandy, babe. Look, here in the Northeast and in my particular neck of the woods, food trucks have become huge on the landscape, perhaps in part due to the pandemic. But where the show is based this time around, Los Angeles, it's almost like a military operation.
So the Great Food Truck Race, season 16, we've been shooting the show for 14 years, is premiering this Father's Day, so this Sunday, 8 o'clock in the New York City area. And I love New York. I lived there for 15 years. It's always my home away from home. I've been in California for a minute, but I love the city. And New York City was very instrumental in, you know, establishing the next level of food trucks. And so you're going to get amazing food trucks coast to coast, and we kind of celebrate that culture. As a matter of fact, one of the teams this season are from Brooklyn, and Jamaican team from Brooklyn. They do such a great work, and their food's fantastic. And so, you know, you get those big city chefs that, you know, want to have a great sort of secondary operation, and opening up a food truck is a great chance to do that, because you get a chance to really, you know, take what you do inside of a brick-and-mortar business and take it on the road. So you're always kind of where the action is with your particular food. So, yeah, this season, it's David versus Goliath. We're taking four professional food truck teams and putting them head-to-head against five rookie teams for a chance to win $50,000. So we've got teams that are great chefs in their own right, but they've never done it on a food truck, versus four teams that have been doing it for years. And then it's amazing to kind of see them compete head to head to see, you know, like do they have what it takes to really compete? And the third character in all this is Los Angeles. So it's rookies versus pros versus LA. So it's an amazing scene. It's so much great culinary competition, and it's fun for the whole family. You got to check it out.
Oh, and look, I have always been amazed, Tyler, with how the food truck itself has developed. This is not, you know, somebody pulling up with a van, a Sterno can, and some glop. These things are incredible. They're fantastic.
Yeah, it's come a long way. I mean, I remember when we started, you know, talking about the show back in 2010. And it was kind of an uphill battle to get people excited about it, because they're like, food trucks, ew, really? And now it's undeniable that you're going to get some of the best food in any city in America. As a matter of fact, right now, it's a stat I'm so proud of, but there's 47,000 active food trucks in America right now, and the Great Food Truck Race had a lot to do with that. So we've shown that, you know, if you really hustle hard, you can put six figures a year in your pocket. And then we've also created an epic fan base for the genre. You know, every time we were out on the streets of the Great Food Truck Race, we have this crazy crowd, and people just love it. And I think for a lot of cities, it's a really great sort of mini carnival that pops up, and it's always family friendly, so it's super fun. And you get great chefs that are doing amazing things. So it kind of feels like this fun outdoor, you know, thing that people just love.
When someone remarked to me, who is a food truck devotee, that one of the reasons food can be so phenomenal is because the chefs and the people involved creating the food, you're so close to the food. It's not like you can walk away, be distracted by a customer, this, that. You, the food, very close proximity.
That's part of the fun of the show, the Great Food Truck Race. Like, sometimes these guys burn stuff, dude. And, like, and when you see it, they're like, oh, my God. Dude. It's like, look out. The steaks are on the grill. Turn around now. It's like, and these things kind of catch on fire. You're absolutely right. You got to stay on top of every bit of this.
Oh, incredible.
And that's another really great thing about the genre of the cooking itself, because, like, literally making it live in front of you. I think a lot of people like to watch that. So it's like this, like, mobile kitchen where, you know, they're producing just some of the best food in the city.
Oh, and I myself have come to enjoy the ones we have in our neck of the woods. Things have just gotten better and better each and every year. Love my restaurants, and you have been involved with many over the years. You're still involved with there was a place a friend of mine was talking about in San Francisco that you may have had a connection to. You're still involved with that?
I have 3 restaurants in San Francisco. It's about to be 5. And I just finished up my 17th cookbook. So, so much fun stuff to do.
Ah, okay. And hanging with Miss Wyoming.
Yes, my lovely wife, Tolan, was Miss Wyoming back when she was in college there. Yeah, like, you did your homework. Yeah.
Who's living a charmed life and a delicious one? Tyler Florence, Food Network, the Great Food Truck Race. Father's Day premiere, and here in our neck of the woods, going to be Father's Day at 8 o'clock. We're looking forward to it. Tyler, thank you so much for all you've contributed. Thanks for being a straightforward, honest guy when it comes to the world of food. Stay safe and stay well, young man.
You got it, buddy. Listen, thank you so much, man. Take care.
Oh, yes, yes. I'm drooling already because I didn't get coffee from Raul. Didn't bring any. You didn't even bring, like, something to nibble on. Nothing. You just showed up empty-handed today.